discuss the conceptual design and ask the future bank planner to talk to me about the response control. I continue.
Okay.
Let's see what
Yeah.
future
So,
bank planner.
can you go out to the shared folder? The shared folder.
Share folder for
Yes.
the presentation.
We have a presentation.
Because I have to
The pump. So I go to participant 3. Three. It's a final design. Yeah. So I discussed with Guillaume, right? And we are both agreed on some two versions of the prototypes, because we were not decided whether we wanted to have an LCD or not because it's too expensive. So we come up with two versions, one with and one without LCDs. But both comes with a charger and then detachable add-on parental control module and detachable big buttons for all people. So
Okay, so I can show you the two prototypes. Here we are the first one, the beautiful LCD display you can here. And you can just browse into the navigation menu by a joystick-like button. You can choose the direction, and if you just push on it, it's considered like a enter function. You have on the side here the microphone for the for the speech recognition system here, and here the switch that control if you want. Why you bring put it in the side? Well, I think it's Not the a good place maybe yeah.
to do
No,
that. No, it's the all around camera microphone, isn't it? The microphone picks up
yeah.
the
Is
speech
it an
from
only a
anywhere.
single mic or a microphone
Well,
array? It's a microphone array.
Yeah.
Like very costly microphone array. So it's a single
Mm.
microphone, and I think we put it here because I think when you're browsing your LCD, you will be close to, well, it's better to place it here than
Yeah.
here, for instance.
Yeah.
And here is a little switch that control if you want the speaker recognition system to be on or off. And so this remote control comes up with its charger. How much does it cost, this one? Well, this prototype is made for about well,
Forty,
$15.
yeah,
$15. $15. But well, it's it's
not
above the budget. yeah, but it's just a prototype, and if we optimize
The cost will be
yeah,
reduced.
the current and the production costs, we can achieve about
How
$10.
many? 20 is there?
How many, excuse me?
30?
Well, battery, we use
Is it
about
the two AA's battery, isn't it?
yeah.
AA rechargeable batteries.
Rechargeable, of course.
Yeah,
The two
rechargeable
of the
batteries. We
charger.
have the charger, so
Yeah.
it's no problem.
You just one battery. Yeah, one battery.
Is it two or one?
It's kitty
Actually,
cat. Yeah.
it's a flexible thing. You just
No, what's the voltage rating for that?
The?
Voltage
Excuse me?
rating. What type of battery?
Oh yeah, it's just a simple battery, rechargeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it
Something
exists.
like two A3 size
Yeah.
batteries.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to charge the battery, you just put the remote control like that,
Yeah.
plug in the
Yeah.
charger, and leave it alone. It's alright. Then the next time you pick it, so
And
Because
yeah, I forgot to tell you there is only a single button there.
yeah,
This
just explain the
button,
button.
yeah, alright. This button is like the mouse, it's like a joystick. You can move in 360 degrees of direction, so you can make a turn, and it there are these functions associated to all the actions you make. You have a click, you have a double click, all in a single button. You can move up, down, left, right, or you can do a swing. So a swing to the left, a swing to the right defines other functions. So even though it's a single button, but it's pretty flexible because of the 360 degree movement.
The answer is this one on the
Yeah.
remote. Yeah.
This is the version that comes with LCD.
Yeah.
Here present another version without the
I
LCD.
think it's not a good idea because after maybe 1 or 2 months
Hmm.
of function, this button getting destroyed.
Okay.
Yeah,
This is a new prototype.
so we have the second version also with the different button configuration. The second version is also simpler. We have just to put the microphone inside. So basically, it's the same.
So the switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the same things as I presented before. But here we have 4 buttons for navigation plus 1 button acting as a enter button. So according to what you said, it's more robust to the user. And it's also cheaper to produce. You can produce such remote control for about $4. $4 is great.
And I think you forgot the point here to have a button to find the charger.
Oh no,
Because
the actually that
doesn't
will
make
come to
any
that point
sense.
later on.
It's embedded in the
Yeah.
speech recognition system.
Okay. And if
So
you disable speech recognition system then?
I'll come to that point later on.
So Norman will explain to you.
Yeah.
We will set the charger with this.
Either this with this the charger any in either versions you they have they use the same charger. Yeah.
So the price of the charger included in the
It's a standard module, so you should get it for a cheap price.
Thank you.
It's
So
the same charger that you can use for the handphone, but again, it depends on the types. I think we have to investigate more on that. But
price should be below
yeah.
12 and 13.
But as the marketing manager says, people are willing to pay more for good design.
Yeah, people are
We
willing
have
to pay more, but the company is not willing to invest more
Yeah.
at
Price
the
of
moment.
selling is
Yeah.
€35.
And the price of
Alright,
production.
please go on Norman with the special features.
Yeah. We'll come out to that. The thing that make the controller cheap is that it is modular. So you want more function, you pay more. If you want less function, if you want a reasonable price, you pay for the functions that you add on to the system. So it's modular.
So there is basis function, and if you want more, you pay.
Yeah. For example, the
Some
LCD, you can take it,
customized,
you
yeah.
can put it back in, or you can use the other one, or the speech recognizer. Where's the microphone? Yeah. You want a microphone? You put in. Then you have speech recognizer. You don't want. You pay less for the system. You see. So.
Okay.
It's pretty flexible in the
We also
price.
have the two other modules for the parental control.
Yeah, you should
And
present
this
that.
is the other one.
You can head up to the remote control if you want to add more power on what to do
Yeah.
and which channel you want to choose and so on. Here is just the module for the kids. If the parents want to watch TV, they come up with their modules, they just plug in it,
Yeah.
and they can have all the control they want here. We also have this module for old people with big buttons, clearly labeled, and it acts like the previous one. You just plug in and it works.
Yeah. The idea, the conceptual idea is that simplicity and powerful. Simplicity meaning that we have few buttons. Powerful is that all the controls with the one we saw earlier in the meetings with lots of buttons. But here you only have few buttons, but you retain the same powerful functionalities, but in addition with simplicity. So that's the best idea. That's our an innovation in this design here. Okay, now we come to other important features that I did not tell you. The first one is the speech recognizer. Again, it's detachable or add-on. And then we also have security feature. For example, you see, it's very robust, nice handling. It doesn't break. In the material, what was the material again?
Titanium,
Titanium
it's
material.
very
Again, the battery life is an endurable one. Again, because it's the AA batteries, you can choose the types of battery you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Lithium ion may be a good one, but you can replace the cheaper one. Again, you pay for what you get. And then the other point is a robust misplacement reminder. So when you finish watching your TV and you turn off the TV, and then there's a message coming out that please put that back to the charger.
Okay.
So that's the where is it? That's the reminder part. Yeah. And also user programmable channel and vocabulary. So we didn't define the vocabulary, so it's up to the user to define. So, sorry. And then because children are using the device, so we have also a pre-filter of TV programs by genre. This can be used by the adult or by the children. So instead of choosing the channel, you are choosing the TV contents of the night. So it's pretty powerful, and that's why the nut buttons are reduced because of this feature. Yeah. And for the materials that is cheap to produce, I think it's quite clear from yeah. And also lightweight and the fancy designs. Yeah. Maybe you can improve more on the
Nice.
design.
Yeah, it's expensive to produce.
This year too.
Expensive, expensive to produce. So the cheapest one, say, will start from $4 to produce such a device. Without
The charger?
the charger,
Yeah.
about well, $2 to produce the microphone and speech recognition systems, $2 for the add-on modules, and finally $3 for the charger. So if you sum up everything, which is quite high, the LCD, which costs $3, you will have two. Four plus four plus two plus two.
I think I was excellent.
So don't you have only LCD? So the total cost, if you want all the functionalities, would be about $15.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But it's just if you want all
it's bigger the
functionalities.
big budget.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's bigger the big budget.
Yeah, it's a nice input, but we have other inputs from the public demands. I think we would just have a rough look and then we can make our statements and we can finalize the product based on this as
Yeah.
well. I think we can just go to my presentation and we can wind up. Or we could come to some final conclusions. So the marketing made an evaluation criteria, and these were some of the findings. And in the market, the people are not really interested with LCD, without LCD, with speech recognition interface or without speech recognition interface. But most of the people, what they are interested is, first thing is they want to have a fancy look and feel. It should be very fancy with colorful and very handy to hold. And the second thing is it should be much more technologically innovative. Of course, in that we could put LCD for recognition to be more technologically innovative, and the third one is easy to use.
I think that the technical innovation is in the product itself, since we haven't yet a remote allowing to choose interactively with the TV screen with just four buttons.
Yeah, and if you go to the next slide, here you can find these are the latest fashion updates, and so this at Paris and Milan devs for they have detected these trends. But this year it's going to be an year of fruit and vegetables, so people are really interested
spongy
to see if they
spongy.
Have a remote in the shape of the fruit or a vegetable or whatever they like. So I think it should be much more customized to make a different shapes. And the second thing is, and if the material, they really do not want it to be very hard, as in the case of very plastic or titanium. It should be somewhat spongy.
But the problem is that is it robust to mishandling? You should find a material that is robust at the same time spongy. Spongy.
So finally, we have these three criteria. One is fancy look. Second is innovative. And third is easy to use. So these are the three criteria on which we are going to build our remote. So. And we have an evaluation criteria for each one of these. Say that we have a 7-point scale from 1 to 7. And for each of the product, you could just give me the scale according to this. So now you have with LCD and without LCD. So on this scale, if it is true, if it has a fancy look, you could just tell me 1, or if it is false, it doesn't look much fancy, then you could just tell me 7. So,
so
make our study on this.
So is the evaluation depending on us or other users?
No, no. We have designed two products now. One is with LCD and without LCD.
But who will give the scoring? We ourselves or
you.
Or
according to
a third
you.
Party?
No, according to you designers. How you feel, does it with LCD and without LCD? Okay, let us make this L and without LCD. On this scale, the LCD remote control, how do you look? How does it look? Is it very fancy or doesn't look much fancy?
It doesn't look much fancy. I'd say 3 or 4.
And you both agree for that?
I think we can improve on the design.
Yeah.
Someone commented this is like the Stone Age Frank design. We have been focused all this time on the on the technical aspect, functional aspect, but also the simplicity. As for the design, maybe we should hire a designer to help.
Yeah,
so without LCD, how would you rate it?
4. I think it's more easy to make fancy things when it's not complicated. So removing the LCD gives us a more liberty for the fancy look.
And in the sense of innovativeness with LCD,
well, it's the same for both. So I will give 5, 6.
5 with LCD and
5 also.
Yeah, from the innovation aspect, I feel that what is most innovative of our prototype compared to the existing prototypes that we saw in the last meeting is that the retrieval of TV programs by content, because that is really innovative. And for now, and another innovation we have is simplicity and simplicity. Few buttons with lot of functionalities. So that is a for both. I think that our product is has the best, you know. Well, this is a biased judgment because we designed them.
We want to know how you feel
and the innovation is very high.
With LCD.
Both.
For both.
For both.
The same innovation.
It's the same innovation. So maybe I can put 6 to 7.
Six.
Both.
No, actually, to make it with LCD, you make more efforts. So there is high innovativeness included if you make it with LCD.
Yeah.
And when it is without LCD, there is not much innovativeness.
There was an issue here is that what is display on the LCD? We haven't really determined what are actually it's good to have an LCD, but what are we going to display on the LCD?
No, it's like this. LCD, according to what I understand from your model, you have a joystick here,
yeah,
and you have an LCD,
yeah.
You just press your joystick, you get here a program,
yeah, but,
yeah, but you have the same program on the TV screen,
yes, exactly.
No, on the TV, it doesn't display on the TV now.
If you have the LCD,
then there is no meaning in having it on the TV.
Yeah.
Or then again, you have the channels, volume, and all this stuff.
But you cannot display all on an LCD.
I mean, that depends upon your design. So.
Anyway, for the users who opt for LCD, we'll give them the LCD. We give what the customer wants, right?
So, without LCD, you want to put it at the same level of innovativeness. And which word do you recommend easier to use, with LCD or without LCD?
But I think both are really easy to use because there are a few buttons.
Yeah.
And well, the menu are clear,
yeah.
Well organized. So
yeah.
Well, with little knowing of the technology, you can easily use the product. So I would give a 6 for this.
Yeah, I think. Sorry.
No, it's just if I see the rate. I think it's better to do it without LCD. Because just with LCD, just to increase the price, and they have the same rate. So
yeah.
Or if you just go back to the previous slide where we have a few updates. So, I mean, in the product design, you could just amend it to make some few changes,
yeah.
According to fruit or stable or spongy touch,
yeah.
Without LCD and without speech recognition, even then our product is going to be
it's cheaper to produce.
Yeah.
And if we have less technology, we have more liberty to for the shape and things like that.
Yeah. I have another thing to say about the easy to use aspect. I think the easy to use aspect is different for different people.
Yeah.
For the young generation, easy to use may be very complicated because they want a lot of controls with lots of buttons. For kids, they want simplicity. Similarly, for the old people, they want simplicity. So that's why we have the parental module. We can have built a more complex design if they want it. But what I'm trying to say here is that we have different sets of buttons for different kinds of people. So in terms of easy to use, I think it's very user customizable. User customization is very important here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So without LCD, just take it 5.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get to 6.
I think it's the same.
Yeah. Yes, as you said, we better without LCD.
So I think it's better to have this without LCD.
And to improve the
as our program managers, product manager says that without LCD it is going to reduce the cost also.
Yeah.
And it's going to be much
simpler
to use.
More liberty to have a fancy look. So.
Yeah.
So let's go back to our laboratory
to improve on the design. Huh? The speech recognizer is an add-on module.
Yeah,
right.
It's going to be an optional. If someone wants to buy it, they can have it. Otherwise,
actually, it's
optional. It's an
optional. Yeah. Since, well, according to this study, people like more the spongy remote control, but
I think it would be better if we have all these modules in the same remote control. Because maybe parents...
Yeah, even if you have an add-ons, the kids may just hide the parental module. And so
or
that the
yeah,
parents can't use it.
Parents, they can't forget what they are putting. So maybe better if we have all this in the same...
In the same sets, yeah. And individual buttons to make them work.
The problem is if we are blind, if a customer wants a certain component and doesn't want the parental control because it's a couple who do not have children, when you sell the product in the market, you could meet any kind of people. And not all people will need all the functionalities you propose to them. So we might lose the customer because of this. I don't know, what do you think? Yes. What do you think? I don't know if you're a marketing manager.
I have to make a marketing survey that how many married couple or how many couples have a TV or to the number of singles who have a television.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think.
Yeah. But the question is, does those modularity increase the production cost or decrease the production cost?
Well, it's about the same. Because if you had something like... Oh, no. Because if you... If you add something, well, yeah, maybe because it's three different PCs to build, but...
But you can make it on a single PC with three different options.
Yeah, it's, I think it's cheaper if you already built all the functionalities on the same material.
Yeah.
Same
well, the other aspect is that if in the when they have the existing product, you're gonna maintain you're gonna keep the same customer, because the same customer will come back to buy other add-ons.
Yeah, that's right.
So
provide with them optionals and just.
Yeah, if they don't buy it now, they can buy in the future. So in that way, you're actually keeping the same customer, attracting them to come back again. And again.
So something like a Microsoft product.
We're not trying to follow the Microsoft. And we don't want to...
We sell it. We make updates and sell it.
Yeah. Well, if the BIOS can be updated, can be upgraded, it would be a good thing, right? That had to depends on the production.
And what's the idea about the shape of the remote controls? They be made into a fruit and vegetable packs?
Yeah.
Do you require different types of PCBs?
Yeah, but all the components will have to change because we have to deal with the shape. But I don't think it will increase the cost much.
Or it could be like this. The PCB would be the same for all, but only the exterior shape is different for all.
Well, but it's a bit complicated to if you need machines to different machines to
What we can change is to propose the customers with skins. For example, the mobile phones nowadays, they sell different kinds of skin, and then people just feel that I have a new skin and it looks better.
You can have the same double shape and then add on the skins with this spongy texture.
You can plug in. What material would that be in?
I think you need to look into the material.
Yeah, a flurry, like a pet dog kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So we finished the prototype presentation. If you have something else to say.
I think the project manager would be interested to look about the financial issues in making these models.
Project evaluation, project satisfaction. ask this question. We have to give answers.
Am I supposed to evaluate this criteria, is it?
Project evaluation.
Room for creativity. This room is a bit small, but but I think it's okay for us to work with.
I think it's fine. We don't. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
It is fine for making a for project presentations.
Yeah. Anyway, we have the laboratory nearby to build our modules, so it's okay.
And the leadership was excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
Good job. Good job.
You have the liberty to talk.
Yeah, that's right.
The teamwork was really, really good.
Very democratic. Thank you, Mamos.
Thank you, Momo.
All right.
New ideas found? Any new ideas to make this presentation more interactive and more interesting?
Come up with new product.
What type of product do you think could we make this more interesting?
Less fancy.
I know something. We need more cakes, more biscuits on the table while we have meetings.
Yeah, and also more. More seriously, I think it's a good idea to have clear points whenever we do a meeting. Prior to the meeting, to have a list with the points will be discussed and things like that. So I think it's all right. We achieved the project goal.
That is within the budget.
Yes.
And the evaluation
was
without
NCD, without special evaluation,
but PVC.
And the next is a celebration.
All right, then we finish.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Going in the background.